All right, everybody, welcome back. Welcome back. SC360 number 19 is in the house. We have Mr. Russell Fletcher himself, the CEO and founder at This Life Forever. He is known to be the first African-American owner of a distillery in the state of Pennsylvania. We're excited to have him on, and the show starting now. Alright, everybody, welcome back. Welcome back. Socially Connected 360 number 19 is in the house. Like I said in the promo, we have a wonderful guest today, Mr. Russell Fletcher. He's a CEO. He's an entrepreneur. I mean, he's one of us. His story of struggle is real. And it's great to see you, man. How's everything going?
Everything is fantastic. I really appreciate you inviting me on this for this episode. Happy to be number 19.
Appreciate it, man. And again, like, you know, I've seen you obviously on LinkedIn, on social media. I mean, you're moving around a lot. And I know that in entrepreneurship, the movement is important.
Very, very important.
So I love to see it. And you're energetic. And so let's get right into it, man. Let's get right into it. So your early life, you know, I know we all have a story. I have a story. People heard my story 100 times. But tell me about your story, man.
So, you know, I come from a very young, young parents, both of my parents, very young when they had me. Fortunately they had me. That was a choice that they actually made.
Yeah, that's, so, you know,
that's big and fortunate. You know, grew up in Brooklyn. You know, my mom and my dad, they separated. I moved to Staten Island with my mom. My mom wanted to be able to give me, you know, better care from school system wise. And then some. My mom's actually a retired corrections officer, 9/11 first responder. Also big shouts to my mom. You know, she wanted to just really just kind of just give me a setup that would be a little bit different from what it was that she grew up in and that my dad grew up in. And in Staten Island, you know, I excelled in math and science. I was able to really just be able to look at entrepreneurship through my parents. Unfortunately, my dad's life was cut short a few days before my 18th birthday. So, you know, it became me and my mom, and I became very independent, and she depended on me. And within that time, you know, early entrepreneurship was born from 18, 19 years old, first business. I had two business partners leaking myself out into the music industry and hitting up some tours, and whether we were painting a town or whether we were actually selling t-shirts, whatever it was from the record label end. You know, it kind of ushered me in as I guess one of the bigger guys, even though that I was, you know, I was a small guy and just really just kind of just learning. But, you know, I'm thankful that my mom had the insight to be able to move us into a place where I was able to excel as far as in math and science, which kind of played back into what it is that I do now years later. So, you know, my early life led to a lot of benefits for things that I'm able to focus on now. And then also in the future,
man, it's you know, to see you now and see how, you know, how happy you look and how energetic you are, man. You know, I see, like, for instance, myself as well. I struggled. My family struggled. You know, we all kind of have like a similar story, right? Our parents just trying to get by, and we didn't realize how hard that really is until we're here now, right? My son is 16. You know, not that we're struggling like that, but there is that struggle, you know. And then for your mom to be there for you, man. And it's hard to hear about your dad. My dad passed away in 2018, but I can imagine being an 18 year old you know, losing such a significant figure in your life. So kudos to your mom and thank her for her service, man. You know, she's law enforcement with us over here. So, you know, there's good people in law enforcement, man. So
absolutely.
Kudos to her. So you're overcoming struggle. You're in New York. How do you transition to the Lehigh Valley, man?
Oh, man. So that was a journey. The transition into Lehigh Valley, I'm going to take you through me moving from everywhere from Georgia to Florida and doing a bunch of tour stuff. I worked with various artists, Kanye West, Wu-Tang. I mean, I've toured with some really, really awesome fellas, some real great artists. Just world.
They're legends. You with some legends, man. That's awesome.
So just within that journey, I just picked up multiple things and, you know, transitioning into Lehigh Valley, it was just, it was ironic because my mom purchased a building in Lansford. And with her purchasing the building in Lansford, she purchased it as a rental and she had nothing to do as far as with the commercial space. So I wanted to do something with the commercial space. So kind of winding down my multimedia company and the various things that I was doing, I was transitioning into wine. And I had read an article. This article is roughly about 13, maybe 14 years to this day. I think you can still find it on the internet. It's Morning Call article I read one day coming into the valley. And it said that Pennsylvania's Lehigh Valley was slated to possibly be the East Coast Napa Valley. And that right there, considering the fact that I was already doing amateur wine stuff in New Jersey, by way of New York, by way of Staten Island, learning my wine techniques there. It was just like ironic that, you know, that I picked up that paper and that's what was going on. It was like, okay, well, you know what? I'm doing wine now. I've got a couple like, you know, amateur medals and some accolades, but I'm sitting here. She's got this commercial space and it was almost like my destiny at the end of the day. You know, obviously, you know, we started the brand in Carbon County. In Lansford, which, you know, is a small town, a small coal town, but being able to transition into the greater part of the valley, I mean, this has been like a dream. And I mean, obviously the reception is awesome.
Just amazing, man. Just amazing. And again, I talk about this a lot of my podcasts, I mentioned TikTok a lot because I think a lot of people are losing out on the numbers on TikTok. But I say it on TikTok all the time. You got to envision that moment. I'm pretty sure you was in those moments when you was thinking and your mind's going 100 miles an hour and you're thinking about the next step and the next step and the next step. And now we're sitting here together on SC360 number 19 talking about this life forever, right? So tell me about that. This life forever. Why this life forever?
So that's like always the hot question. And you know, I didn't, you know, when I envisioned it, like you said, there was a vision to it. The company was started as a lifestyle company, which we still kind of incorporate into everything from our brand, from the actual bottles all the way down, because even our original Mishka bottles of our vodka, you know, from a brand perspective, you know, we wanted to dress it up like it was an outfit. We wanted it to be about a lifestyle. We want the bottle to look good standing next to it. That's why we try to make sure even in public, we appear a specific way because we want it to be uniform. I've always been a connoisseur of, I think, you know, the finest lifestyle that I can afford and that I had access to. I like nice things, as many of us do. And I always felt like, you know, when I was on tour, and with Method Man, Jay-Z, DMX.
Man, am I podcast with a sub legend? You might be a sub legend, man. That's awesome, dude.
But when I was on tour with them, Jay-Z had a song that was like on a B-side of one of his albums. And it was a song called This Life Forever. And because of like my attraction not only to the music, the industry, and just the words of the actual song from what I witnessed, unfortunately and fortunately, because it got me some tough skin as a kid, it was able, you know, the song, it spoke to me. And the fact of the matter that I was able to lock it down on .com some years ago, I'm talking 10, 15 years ago, lock it down via trademark and just, when I came back from that tour, you know, some early stops that we made, I just locked down everything. And that was like my motto for the last, I'm going to say almost 15, 20 years now.
Wow.
So
I love it, man. I love it. The attention. Again, that's what I say. This is why I say this. Young people, even people that are just getting into entrepreneurship now, not just young people, everybody. Mm-hmm. There's a story behind everything. Make sure that you do that, whatever you do, that it means something, because it's going to stay with you. You know, it's going to stay, and it's going to show the genuineness and the attention to detail behind it, because you're going to work off that vision. You're going to work off that marketing. You're going to work off that, whatever that meaning is for the brand, the logo, it's got to have meaning, man. And again, this is, many folks know that, but we can't emphasize it enough. And I love it, man, because I always talk about life, and it's just a great backstory. And the fact that it has a story that you know, when you have these hip hop legends behind it, I mean, it's just that fantastic. So you mentioned Mishka, premium vodka, which means, and what I saw in your bio was that you were the first African-American distillery owner in the state of Pennsylvania.
So second nationally. Yes.
Oh, second nationally. So tell me about this. Tell me about Mishka. Tell us a little bit about Mishka.
So from the vodka perspective of it, I started out originally in wine and using that shop and that platform that my mom had given me, and using that space and being able to get that space licensed for wine. We then transitioned into spirits, which, you know, most people looked at it as, okay, well, you haven't even made it in wine. Why are you going to spirits? But again, you know, if I was going to do this full time and as a business owner, I got to make sure that the margins were there. Mm-hmm. So, you know, it's great to have the love to do something, but at the same time, you know, if you're watching the industry fade away, you better come up with something else. So we put our heads together, my girlfriend at the time, my designer's name is Mr. Mikey. Mishka is a playful way to be able to say Mikey. My wife is Ukrainian. That gives you the Eastern European side of it, because Mishka, the Mishka Bear and Mickey Mouse, I think during the 89 Olympics, they tried to bring them together during Cold War times. The gold and the blue obviously represents Pennsylvania, but then it also doubles down because it represents my wife's native, as far as from the Ukraine, gold and blue. And then we put the shield on it, which was just like, you know, a playful on the badge, old European badges. And then that Mishka Bear that we have was kind of inspired by the Versace Medusa. I think that was the most detailed explanation that anyone has ever allowed me to give.
Wow. No, man. Listen, again, we can, entrepreneurs, I can't emphasize this enough, because now this is what happens, right? So now you're having a conversation with me, and you probably had this conversation 1,000 times with many people at events or other interviews. There's a story. You can talk about your brand. You can sell this now because it means something. Right? It's not just a wine bottle or a vodka bottle. Right. And it's just there, and it just has a name. There is something behind it, and there's a story. Right now, I want some Man, I want to, as a matter of fact, I'm going to get a bottle from you, and I'm going to keep that 10 years from now. And when SC360 becomes global, we're going to take Mishka, right? On my show, I'm going to bring you back to
that SC360. That works.
And I'm going to open up that bottle for, you know, so prepare for that. But wonderful story, man. Wonderful. You know, so just real quick, because I'm not, I don't drink a lot. I mean, of course, you know, drank a little bit, you know, here and there. You might go to happy hour, have a Long Island or something. I don't know. So you mentioned wine and spirits. So tell me a little bit about the difference between both of those.
So from the wine angle, you know, I mean, you can make vodka out of almost anything. Which people do. I mean, people make beet vodka. People make mead, which is, you know, spirits made out of honey. There's multiple ways that you can do it. So learning the wine process, you can make the wine. Take, for instance, Syrah. Syrah is grape by nature. So, you know, they're basically taking a wine process, accelerating that, fermentating the wine even further, therefore creating the spirits at the higher proof. So it's the same industry. They cross pollinate in a lot of ways. That's why they're governed by the same governing body, which is the TTB for the federal government. But at the same time, you know, obviously there's a huge difference. There's a difference in margin wise, but there's more competitors in a distillery standpoint of it. There are lower margins, but less good, really good wines that are like world renowned. There are more spirits, but the margins open up. So therefore you can really exist within the space and you can do good, but then, you know, you can strive to be great also.
Yeah, that's fantastic, man. I love it. I love it. You know, exactly. And this is the thing, you know, this is why I bring folks like you on the show, because now you're educating us on it. You know what you're talking about. You're passionate about this. And again, this is what sells, in my opinion. I'm going to buy Mishka because I want quality. You know, I'm going to buy Mishka because it has a story. I'm going to buy your brand because of you, the CEO who actually knows what he's talking about, been in the business, struggled. And so it matters. And that's why SC360 is here and other, you know, entities, you know, but yeah, man,
we're on SC360 and that's what we're talking about, right?
Yeah,
now.
Yeah, exactly, man. Nah, I got you. I love all other podcasters, man. Y'all listen, I'm fighting for all of y'all too, man. I hope you make it. But real quick, so COVID-19 hits us.
Yes.
Obviously I know what it did to us. I know what it's done to, I told you kind of in the pre-show, literally that, you know, when I was involved in a lot of events, with many, many great community leaders, organizations, and everything stopped. So I started SC360 for that specific reason, to stay connected and to connect folks with folks just like you. So tell us a little bit about how COVID-19 kind of made you kind of shift gears, if that makes any sense.
You know what? In retrospect, and now that, you know, the onset of COVID is obviously past us. Obviously, we're still in COVID, but the onset, the origination of it, you know, of the whole situation. Looking back, it was, for me, it was more so about, okay, the liquor stores are shut down because obviously we live in the Commonwealth and the state stores are owned by the state. They didn't know how to handle it. The bars and restaurants are shut down. That makes a distillery in every way, you know, try to look at ways on, okay, so how do I now get my product out? And if you don't have the luxuries of a tasting room, which we don't have, we're warehouse-based, we're customer outside the warehouse-based. The plan that we had to go into 2020, you know, it was stifled because we didn't have access to being able to get out there and do the events. Like you said, you know, that hurt. So, but what it did was it allowed me to really be able to use the Rolodex that I had, and gave me the opportunity to use that Rolodex to reach out to the Eastern Minority Council, you know, for diversity and inclusion, the EMSDC. It allowed me to really just get into my relationships as far as with the Chamber of Commerce, really start digging into the community to find out, okay, well, you know, what I'd like to do is not really present right now, but they just put together this hand sanitizer order. So who can we reach out to that possibly can't purchase alcohol, but can we pivot that relationship into about hand sanitizer, which the world was in need for at that time. So plus at the same time, you know, with a 1-year-old sitting at home, you know, being a late dad, as far as being 43 now and having, you know, my son is about to be 3 years old. You know, you think about, first of all, first and foremost, how are you going to feed your family?
So,
you know, the pivot side of it is all about the opportunity, but also knowing that you've been prepared for this moment. And I think that that's where a lot of people, they lose the faith in that preparation. You know, I had the business 10, 11 years before anything really happened. And I mean, COVID, actually 2019 put us on a path to where we learned a lot in 2018, what we need to do for 2019 through 20. We didn't really get our opportunity, but we got an opportunity to be able to exercise what we felt like we could do and what we've been saying that we could do on a production scale. But we just end up pivoting it, and we did it within the face of hand sanitizer, helped out our community, and you know, it set forward set forward a great story. So, you know, as you know, with God's blessing, you know, I was able to pivot the business, employ a bunch of people, give people work when they actually needed work, and just really just be able to just help the community out. And, you know, that gave way to, as you begin, you know, the podcast by saying, you know, you see us out and we're in the public. You know, I wasn't always like that because I was just continually focused on what the plan was and building to the plan. And, you know, even some of the questions within the pregame of this conversation, you know, I realized by even looking at a lot of your podcasts, you know, you're speaking to conscious individuals, but people who are set out on a course and they have an agenda. It's not, oh, okay, this didn't work in 5 years, this is no longer good. No, look for the actual increments in the growth. nothing's going to come overnight. That's just not real, you know? And if it comes overnight, like if like everyone's mom probably always told, it'll be gone overnight also. So, you know.
That's the show. That's the show. Prepare. You better be ready. That is the show, man. I'm telling you right now, that within itself, man, young people, all people, I keep saying young people, all people need to hear that because you're so right. You're on point with that. Listen, the Senate's, we were looking for sanitizer, everybody, law enforcement, government entities, everybody. So we don't even know the magnitude or we can't even measure what, how many lives were saved because of all the work that these distilleries, to include yours, was pumping out to help facilitate with this. So that's fantastic, man, to be able to shift gears again, like you stated. So you know what it felt like to be in the struggle. And then you're getting this lift, and then now you're back in the struggle. So you're not in an area that you don't know.
Right.
So you're ready for it, you know, or semi ready for it.
Right.
You know. So, and I think COVID-19 taught us to be ready.
100%. Yeah. I mean 100%. I mean, I watch companies like Comcast, which was one of our biggest clients. I watched them pivot 2 months at a time. Because they weren't sure exactly where things were headed. I mean, unfortunately, we're going in that same direction where large corporations, they're trying to wean off what they're bringing in because they know that it's a possibility, not of a total shutdown, because we're a little more familiar as far as with that ground and how we should navigate. And I think that a lot of people are a lot more conscious and people want to actually, you know, be better human beings and better citizens in every aspect of it. But, you know, even now, you know, with us pivoting, And then coming back on a plateau, it COVID taught us not only to be ready, but it also gave us, like I said, the opportunity to be able to show what we could actually do in a capacity. Because, you know, from making hand sanitizer to making vodka, there's alcohol involved. So there's a lot of similarities as far as to it. But again, it gave us just a business case of, okay, this is what we can do. And then, you know, again, by God's grace, it uplifted us into now, where we pivoted back into, you know, what our mainstay is. And I mean, we're showing, you know, we've got great gains. Fortunately, we're out there, we're hiring people and creating awesome partnerships. So, I mean, again, you know, you never know when it's going to come, but if you sit there and you ask for it, you better make sure that you're ready as far as for it, because it will come in abundance.
yeah. Trust me. I know. I got like a line. I got line people lined up. I was supposed to shoot two shows tonight, or you know, and do another one next week, and then the next week. And it's but I embrace it. I embrace the struggle. I embrace the work. And I think it's important. So I saw you. Just a couple more questions. I saw you doing something phenomenal. Something that I love, you know, you were at the Lehigh Valley Iron Pigs. And, so folks, if you go to this, Mr. Fletcher's, LinkedIn, man, you'll see all the wonderful stuff, but tell us about that, man. Tell us about Iron Pigs. How did that come about, man? I saw you doing some broadcasting, I think, or what was that?
Yeah, I was dipping my toes in the water of a bunch of different things that I have no business doing.
Hey, it is what it is. So we're good at some stuff, but I'm pretty sure it's phenomenal, bro.
No, it was awesome, man. It was really awesome. You know, we have a current partnership with the Iron Pigs. We're the official vodka of the Iron Pigs at Coca-Cola Park, which is awesome. And again, partnerships, having insight, wanting to make sure that you're a good partner, and all of these things that I keep kind of generalizing, you know, which, like you said, most people, they should know, or most people, they assume that people know. But, you know, responding, this is a time of a lot of entrepreneurs. And, you know, one thing that I don't like to see out of other entrepreneurs, even those who are starting up, a lot of people fail to look at relationships and the value of having good, long lasting relationships.
Absolutely.
Now, I've got an excellent relationship as far as with the city. I got a great, great introduction to Kurt, the president over at Iron Pigs, to Leonard Leitner, deputy mayor, director of economic development. And he kicked that down and he kicked it into Brian. And I mean, we created a partnership. So we've got some advertising stuff that we do there. We end up setting up a bar. We have our staff at the bars. Again, a great relationship. And at that time of having a great relationship, there was an opportunity for me to do some broadcasting and also jump on the TV in front of 3.2 million viewers.
I love it.
Come on.
I'm jealous. Yo, Lehigh Valley Art Pier, where you at? Like, what's up? I want to get, no, I'm just joking. But that was fantastic, man. That was great to see. I saw that. I'm like, because we talked about a while back, a couple weeks or a month of you coming on, possibility coming on here. Man, I'm just like, man, my man is doing it. Like, and that's the thing about energy, right? And I talk about this. Some people don't believe in it. I truly believe in it. Once you get that energy and you, that energy of what you want to do, and you go full steam ahead, and you might not even feel like there's anything moving. And then once it starts moving, I mean, you're everywhere. Boom, 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 boom. And you got to embrace it. You got to embrace it.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And the best part about that is, you know, I've always looked at value within this life forever when it was nothing. And, you know, in just my thought in 2008, I looked at it and I always wanted that, and just my personal brand, Russell himself, I've always been about a great exchange of value. If I was coming to the table, the value proposition was going to be that you're going to get all of me. I'm not going to cut out early. I'm not going to cut corners without vodka. You know, we deliver quality. Just won double gold San Francisco World Spirits Competition. Huge honor. Why? Because when I won gold a year before that, it wasn't enough. So now the highest honor is double gold, continue to get better. And even with that relationship and other relationships, it builds that energy up, and good energy creates opportunity because, you know, and if that opportunity presents itself and then you bring something of value, no one is ever going to want you to leave the room because, you're making sure that their stuff is moving forward while you're pushing your stuff along. So, and I think that that's just really the value in a relationship that a lot of entrepreneurs, they miss out, whether they're young or old.
Yeah, touche.
But you know, yeah, if we can, we love to enlighten as many people as we possibly can, because the entrepreneurial grind is not an easy one. But at the same time though, I mean, you know, you and I, we both feel great and we're still in the grind. We're both in our offices right now.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's late right now. So we're making it happen. My significant other, she's an entrepreneur. She has her own business and she talks about it. She's working 24/7. It's the mind is moving. What's next? What's next? We got to do this. Got to do that. I mean, there's so many levels to it. And you got, like you said, you got to be willing to move with the energy and have those people next to you and embrace those networks and embrace those relationships. Right. So real quick, two more things. One piece of advice I ask all my guests, because I think it's important. You're looking back, you're 19 years old, young Russell. What do you, one piece of advice you'll give to a young 19-year-old Mr. Russell?
Slow down. Slow down and evaluate. There are always options that are out there, you know, going with the thought process of, okay, well, when God closes one door, another one's open. I go with the model of that there's infinite doors open. I just have to have patience in order to be able to allow those doors to reveal themselves to each other. Mm. We're so caught up in right now a fast food society that what we do is we want to just get that churn. It's always about that churn. We got to feel like, you know, we're doing something, even if we're actually idle. Sometimes idle is not a bad thing. It slows you down. It allows you to think about things. So I would just want to tap myself on the shoulder and just continue to whisper, have patience. A lot of flaws, you know, and a lot of, I'm not going to say regrets, but a lot of things that I know that I could have escaped if I'd have just had a little bit more patience. And I learned that, you know, again, with COVID, a lot of patience, you know, had to be there because everything didn't come together the way I wanted them to when I wanted them to, but I had patience. And then those things, you know, the opportunities, they revealed themselves to me and I was able to be in position and ready to actually take advantage of those things.
So be patient, young people.
Yes.
Be patient. The hardest thing for us to do, even as adults, be patient, slow down.
That's it.
Okay. Slow down. And there's a young 19-year-old Russell or a young lady who needed to hear that. because they're going 100 miles an hour. They feel like life is maybe overtaking them, or maybe an entrepreneurship is overtaking them. Slow down. You got this. You got this. Okay. Listen, this is what this show is about, folks. Connecting you with great entrepreneurs, folks that have been through it, have struggled. One more question. Where can people find you? Where can they find Mishka? You know, if somebody wanted to collaborate with you, how will we make that happen? And we're going to put it in the links, but, you know, we're going to put all the links, but.
No, that's all right. But, you know, from the link side of it, obviously, MishkaPremiumVodka.com, DrinkMishka.com, they all lead to the same place. That's where the product is primarily premiered at. In the Valley, you know, we're in multiple liquor stores. On the website also, there's a list of stores that we're in, the fine wine and spirit stores. We're looking to lock up a couple different things and possibly be able to bring through a formative bottle shop, to where people could actually, you know, be able to take hold of the actual experience of Mishka. We would like to be able to do some tutorials to be able to advance the youth. Speaking of my 19-year-old self, I always speak to that guy in the mirror all the time and think about, you know, what things we're actually missing that I might be able to help someone be able to kind of get out of whatever they might feel like there's a rut in. I'm always open to trying to figure out how we can collaborate. A lot of times, most people catch us at events. We try to do anywhere from 3 to 5 events throughout the whole Commonwealth. We are in 100 plus restaurants in Pennsylvania. We've got a bunch of nice stuff coming, you know, just on delay via COVID, as far as some big box stores outside of the state of Pennsylvania. But I'd always like for people to always try to catch us at events. Look us up on Instagram, Drink Mishka, at Drink Mishka on Facebook also. And yeah, I mean, you know, I'm pretty public, and I try to really just stay in tune. I really want to do some things as far as from the give back, really just teach a little bit more about manufacturing. I know there's some people, they pump up about manufacturing. I'm really into it because this is something that actually I could say saved my life in every way.
Wow.
You know, so being able to give a young man or woman that type of opportunity to be able to join some, you know, join us, who join a company that's fun. Be able to earn a skill, learn a skill more so, and be able to make good pay at the same time. Everybody always asks, you know, your staff and your team members, because I look at them as team members, obviously, because we're all out here in the struggle, you know, at the same time and answering questions and trying to figure it out. You know, sometimes I'm the janitor, sometimes, you know, I'm the distiller, either one of the two. I'll take the mop, or I'll put the hot gloves on.
That's great leadership.
You know, but you know, people always ask, you know, they always say, you know, you guys always look like you're having a lot of fun, because, I mean, we make and sell alcohol. Like, if you're not having fun doing that and being a part of a culture that's actually growing, I want that to grow into something more, you know, like I said, manufacturing, business. We want to bring a lot of things to the community. And I think that that's really like our biggest focus right now. Not only just pushing our spirits, because, again, you know, it's the people that's driving the company that make people like you and other people who are going to be watching S6 say, you know what, that sounds like a great product. I can trust what the story is. I know what the back end of it is. I'm going to go out and I'm going to drink Mishka tonight.
Absolutely. Absolutely. You got my attention. You got my attention. You got my attention. And we're definitely going to share all your links with every podcast. Again, we're on everything, you know, Apple, Google, Anchor, Breaker, Spotify, YouTube, Facebook, LinkedIn. I mean, you name it, we're on everything, and you got our attention. So we're going to help you out with that, and vice versa. But real quick, so just one more question. Your wife, you mentioned your wife briefly. So how is she, you know, involved in this? And I know you have mentioned the brand and stuff like that. Is she excited about it? Is it a lot of work, or?
Oh man, you want to know what? When, you know, when we had nothing and it was just us believing in the brand and we were going out and we were just trying to figure it out again, it was tough, but every small win was a big win for us to celebrate. You know, the wins are, and we still celebrate the small wins. The wins are getting bigger now. But then also the responsibility comes in, and, you know, she's at home with the baby. You know, I'm going to say probably about 75% of the time, but at the same time, she still manages all of our scheduling of our various events and the contractors and the employees that we have. She's still making sure she's holding down the home front, and she's just a great support piece. I'm thankful. You know, and I always say that, you know, if you're an entrepreneur, you have to have a strong partner at home, because I mean, it's tough, man. I mean, look at you. I mean, you know, your significant other is an entrepreneur. You're an entrepreneur. Yeah. You know, you've got a 16-year-old. Like, you know, you guys are right in the mud of it. So you know how it goes, man. We get big wins. We celebrate. We high five. But we also, you know, we tighten our belt a little bit when it comes down to those quote unquote losses, which we turn into lessons. But my wife is taking it all in, man. She's loving the responsibility. It's allowing her to be able to go out and kind of just spread her wings from a social standpoint of it, meet new people and kind of just get a grassroots from the business side. And I trust her. So I know that her learning is nothing but a benefit toward our relationship and our company.
Yeah. I wanted to talk about that because I say it all the time and you have mentioned it as well. You got to have a significant other that is with you in the grind. I know my significant other is similar to yours. You know, she's an entrepreneur. And she has two kids as well, two little kids. And my 16-year-old, my 13-year-old. So we're very busy, but like you said, when the times are rough, we pick each other up. When the times are good, we celebrate. So don't want to forget her, because you know what I'm saying, it's great to have somebody on your side when things are good and or bad. So thank you for being on the show, man. It's a great honor to have you on my show. You know, this life forever is something that I won't forget now. Mishka, I won't forget now because of the stories, man. And again, it's an honor to have you on my show, man. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you so much for being on the show, man.
You're very welcome, brother. I greatly appreciate it.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. There you have it, folks. Episode 19 in the house, in the books. Excited. Check them out. We're going to share all the links. Mishka. This life forever, Mr. Russell Fletcher, CEO, number 19.